It's in a desperate condition up there now, Greg. The road up in Lochiel, I think there was a decent surface on it, and Irish Water up there, I suppose we know they're taking a new pipeline across to the new across the new water treatment plant, but they reinstated a part of the road up there and just left it in absolutely awful condition. There are people up there that called me about it. They've houses rented in that area, and they were afraid they were going to lose their tenants up there. And even in general, like just for leaving the road in that condition and expecting the locals to have to travel on it, you know, a new number of times a day coming and going, I think it's just unacceptable.
Now, of course, between Irish Water and the council, you'll hope that it will be referred off the back of this motion, but it does also open up the question of the responsibility of the likes of Irish Water when they do open roads. Who's ensuring that they go back to an acceptable standard?
I think that's correct. And now, they opened a road there from Termin across to Gyarton, taking the waters to Church Hill. And, you know, the road was in very poor condition after they were finished with it. Now, that road has since been tarred, and in the last number of weeks, it's a fantastic job. But, you know, people had to endure that for months and months, and I think it's kind of unacceptable, in my own opinion.
So the road at Lochiel to Lochiel, repaired sooner the better?
Aye, it is. You know, to be fair, I came across that way coming in here today to Milford just to have a look at it, and they're in the middle of taking the pipeway over to the reservoir, so the road's actually closed and I had a detour. But, you know, we all accept that there will be disruption whenever there's progress been made in infrastructure projects, but I think there's also a responsibility on any developer or contractor to reinstate things in a reasonable condition that people can use them, and I think that's what it's all about.